Well, finally today, almost 80 years on, there's a possible development in the story of Jewish girl Anne Frank. Former FBI detectives have been investigating who might have betrayed the girl and her family to the Nazis in the 1940s, leading to her death in a concentration camp. The information is in a new book and documentary which seeks to unravel one of World War II's enduring mysteries. Isabel Rowe reports.
Anne Frank's story is known around the world through her own words. The Jewish teenager's diaries, which she wrote while in hiding from the Nazis in World War II, were discovered and published after the war ended. For the last 5 years, a team of investigators has been hoping to answer a lingering question: who gave up her hiding place?
We have investigated over 30 suspects, leaving one scenario as what we like to refer as the most likely scenario.
Thies Beyens is the Dutch filmmaker behind a new CBS documentary, which follows a team of former FBI detectives as they re-examine evidence from the 1940s. While the Nazis occupied the Netherlands in 1942, Anne Frank and her family hid alongside four other members of the Jewish community in an annex of a house in Amsterdam. They remained undetected for 2 years until the secret annex was raided by police. Thies Beyens says investigators believe a fellow Jewish man called Arnold Vandenberg gave up the location to police, a theory that he has struggled with.
What brought the people in the late 30s, that was such a close community, to giving up on each other?
Only Anne's father, Otto Frank, survived the war. In the files of a previous investigator, the team found a copy of an anonymous note sent to Otto Frank, which identifies Arnold Vandenberg as the Frank's betrayer. Eet Fagschwart manages the Anne Frank travelling exhibition in Australia and says the man was a member of the Jewish Council, a body forced to implement Nazi policy in Jewish areas.
He thought if he was in that committee, he could save his and his family's life. But in 1944, the Germans said that he would be deported anyway. And the people that did this research say that he gave them the names, and they presume that the German used that list to get people like Anne Frank and her family to be deported.
But she's uncomfortable with placing blame on someone if there is any level of uncertainty.
You can't really name a person. It's not very nice for the family of him that's still alive.
Do you think the Jewish community around the world wants to have the answer to this question?
I don't think so. No, I don't think they. It's relevant for today, is it? It's more than 70 years ago, and I don't think it helps.
According to a Dutch newspaper, Arnold Vandenberg died in 1950. Anne Frank lived for less than a year at a Nazi concentration camp. She died at the age of 15.
That's Isabel Rowe.